Dollar Shave Club is the smarter choice. Get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. It's an awesome life hack and a no-brainer choice. You no longer have to schlep to the store to buy a cheap disposable razor that'll give you a cheap shave or spend a fortune on razors with gimmicky shaving tech that you didn't need. And when I use my DSC Executive Razor with their Dr. Carver's Shave Blade, the blade that just gently glides over me, giving me such a smooth shave. Their Dr. Carver Shave Butter is transparent for a more precise shave, and it helps prevent ingrown hairs and fights razor bumps. You too can make the smarter choice by joining Dollar Shave Club. For a limited time, new members can get their first month of Executive Razor with a tube of their Dr. Carver Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month, and that's a $15 value for only $5. In your first box, you get an awesome weighty handle, a full cassette of four cartridges, and a tube of their Shave Butter. And after your first month, replacement cartridges ship automatically at their regular price. There are no hidden fees and no commitments. You can cancel anytime you like. You can only get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/yah. That's dollarshaveclub.com/yah.
Y-A-H?
Y-A-H.
At the beginning, I thought you said ravers. I was like, yo, shout out to my ravers.
Yeah, that's a big shout out. I found out that there's raver, like, tinders. You can go to, like, a festival tinder. A friend of mine was on that this weekend.
Shut up.
I was shocked.
What is it called?
I'm not exactly sure.
Dude, we have to get on it.
But they said that it's not for hookups.
It's for drugs?
They specifically said it's not the Tinder of the culture. So
I thought you kind of just said it was.
It's exactly the same setup. It's the exact same setup.
Swipe left, right?
That's pictures of strangers, but it's just for meeting friends.
We're going to figure this out. That's something that, Mike the Bike, can you do some research on that?
Yes.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from a wow way, BB.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'll be living for the moment.
It's a hip hop. Here, hip hop.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
Now when the sun come up, I'll be there to say what up in the morning. Brush my teeth, find that clip I've been looking for since last night. I feel so caught up in the bud. I float somehow in my bedroom. Turn around, see myself in the mirror. I guess I'm cool.
Today, on the show, this is Young and Happy. I'm Caleb Presley. That we got Roan in the building. My co-host, we got producer Ben, our producer, Buddha Ben. We also have Mike the Bike, our intern. Today's happy burst is for Thursday, July the 6th. We haven't talked to you guys since June.
Holy crap.
How's your July going?
It's swimmingly fast.
You went swimming?
Yeah, I did.
Where you go? Hole?
Went to the beach. No, didn't go to Jackson's Hole. But I went to the beach, went to the ocean. How about you? You swim a little bit?
Heard there's some good surf. At the ocean.
Not bad surf, but sometimes when you walk on the shells, it hurts the bottom of your feet. What can you do, Caleb?
Do you listen to some music in a conch shell?
I sure did. The sounds of the ocean, and I slurped the aphrodisiac right out of that conch shell. You know conch shells are an aphrodisiac?
Did you know that oysters are not?
Are they really not?
Nope. Strawberries are, though. And chocolate.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's key. That's very, very important.
Something to think about for today's happy verse. Young and Happy is a Barstool sports show. It's a music show. And today we're talking about rapper 21 Savage. We're talking about Amber Rose. We're talking about Wiz Khalifa. We're talking about Garth Brooks. We're talking about Trisha Yearwood. We're talking about Adele. We're talking about Coda.
Trisha Yearwood?
I promise y'all we'll get to it.
I love it. I love
it. We're talking about Adele. We're talking Kodak Black. We're talking Ed Sheeran. This is Young and Happy. This is what we do. So I'm going to start today's program. Sometimes we save it for last, but since it's been a while since we've been with you guys and girls, let's start with our media takeout headline of the day that might not be true, but is good for the show.
It's good for the show.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Rapper 21 Savage is photoed playing daddy. He took Amber and Wiz's son, talking about Wiz Khalifa there, grocery shopping. 21 Savage took Amber and Wiz's son grocery shopping. Parentheses, he must be hypnotized by the booty.
Damn, he's hypnotized. Damn. One thing that you put me onto is how great of a father Wiz Khalifa is.
Wiz Khalifa, in my book, is a good father.
And so maybe 21 Savage is getting very competitive about his fathering, about his parenthood.
Or is he just hypnotized? Or is he hypnotized into competition?
If they're hypnotizing him into competing to be a great father, I'm all for hypnosis. I used to not be a hypnosis guy, but I can get on board with that.
Sounds like a little behavioral cognitive therapy, a little hypnosis for performance.
Oh, behavioral cognitive therapy.
I just made that up.
I love that. I absolutely love
that. Amber Rose has been doing a lot of hypnotizing with her booty.
She also tried to do
something. Booty's like one of those, what is it, a pendulum.
It is, like a
pendulum
clock.
Booty.
Like a pocket watch booty.
Yeah, everyone's been, it was Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes.
Hypnotized.
Yes.
Wiz Khalifa, hypnotized and had a kid. 21 Savage, hypnotized.
Kanye West. Hypnotized.
Still hypnotized.
I think have we been putting an M in hypnotized?
Hypnotized.
Hypnotized.
Hypnotized. It's that's when it's a booty. Because yeah. It's the hip.
It's the hypnotized. Yeah. Not exactly. I agree with that.
I try to use that as a justification of instead of saying hypnosis and hypnotized, but I realize hip is in both hypnotized and hypnotized.
I was just going to let it go.
That was terrible by me.
No, I was just going to let it slide.
Minus 6 points.
I don't know. I think that I was just going to show an act of just being on your team, being on your squad, and I want to support you, friend.
Also in the news, Garth Brooks. What a good guy Garth Brooks is. Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. You know who Trisha Yearwood is, for real?
Can you explain that to me, who she is?
I don't know
is?
Who it is either. Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. I mean, I'm assuming she's a country artist, probably. They performed for NASA astronauts in space.
What do you mean? They went up to space?
No, there were some NASA astronauts. I think they were like on our, whatever our hub is up in the universe, like the United States platform for extraterrestrial viewing. I don't know what it's called.
Some outer space hotel out there.
Yeah, it's like the W. Anyways, they went to NASA and they basically like Skyped a performance into space. They like shot it out. They like streamed it out to space. Making this the second platform that Garth Brooks is willing to stream on, other than Amazon Music Prime. Unlimited.
Oh, Music Unlimited! Very
nice. Did you
know
that Amazon had a streaming service?
No, I didn't even. Wow, that's a good little knowledge drop right there.
Do you know that Spotify? What do Spotify and Apple Music have in common?
Is this a riddle?
This is. I just been making this up on the spot, kind of.
I love it. What is it?
You can't hear this on them. I got friends. Places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
That's some good Brooks.
And I'll be okay. You can't hear that on Spotify or Apple Music.
So if someone's listening to this on Spotify right now, that part will be bleeped out for them, unfortunately. That's too bad.
And if you hear this on your podcast app, that's because it's a podcast app. But if you go over to Apple Music, no shot, buddy. Yeah, but he's streaming on Amazon Music Unlimited, which in today's news of the day, breaking news, is a thing.
Yeah, that is. Did you know that Garth Brooks used to have an alter ego that a dude named Chris Gaines?
Oh, explain, please.
Chris Gaines is a fictional rock star persona created as an alter ego for Garth Brooks to explore rock and roll styles far removed from his success as a country singer.
Wait, Chris Gaines is Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks is Chris Gaines.
Oh my God. If you guys could see this picture. So Chris Gaines has like emo hair. Like, how would you even describe? He has makeup on his eyes.
He's doing like a Blue Steel kind of look. He looks like Zoolander a little bit.
With a little soul patch.
And hair all in his face.
That's smart. So instead of doing like what Lil Wayne did and like, he's like, yo, I'm going to do a rock album now as Lil Wayne. He's like, I'm going to be Chris Gaines.
I'm Chris Gaines now.
So he can just explore other parts of his musicality.
That's sweet.
That's sick.
I kind of respect it.
Sure, we should try to get Chris Gaines on the podcast.
Yeah, we don't want Brooks, but if we can get Gaines, I mean, Brooks is getting booked for outer space. We might as well get him on terrestrial radio.
Also in the news, Adele damages her vocal cords and cancels 2 Wembley Stadium concerts. They were the last 2 shows of her tour. And this was kind of her quote. She posted on Facebook. She was really upset. She's had vocal cord problems in the past.
Oh, no.
But she said, I wanted my final shows to be in London because I don't know if I'll ever tour again.
Oh,
so I want my last time to be at home.
Oh, no.
That's type of words that you hear from like a, you know, an artist trying to gracefully glide off from their career, 50, 60 years old, 70 years old.
Yeah, she might never tour again.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So you got to ask yourself, at age 29, Adele, what are you going to do for the rest of your life?
Is she just going to go into the private sector? Is she just going to maybe...
Yo, what is the private sector? I thought the private sector was just where people go that, like, the, if you make the president mad and he can, he's like, you know what? You're just talented, but you're going to the private sector.
The part of the national economy that is not under direct government control.
So I was kind of right.
Kind of.
You think Adele did something to the prime minister?
Probably.
Does Britain have a private sector?
Of course they do. It's right. It's behind. They got a big old wall, and there's a private sector.
They got a big private sector.
Oh yeah, a real big private sector.
Who do you think has the biggest private sector in the world?
Probably Australia.
Really?
No.
What made you think Australia off the bat?
I just think that they're cocky, kind of. If you know what I mean.
Hmm.
Hey everybody, it's your good friend Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow and Matt LeBlanc and David Schwimmer. You might have remembered us from Friends, but we're listening to Young and Happy because we're friends too. Oh, don't forget me, Matthew Perry. Stupid.
Kodak Black. I'm sipping on Bella. My chick from Bella. Gets approved by judges. Or I guess a judge. Someone should judge this judge. Kodak Black gets approved by a judge to
get. Can we be those people to judge this judge?
We'll do it. Fine.
All right, we'll judge him fairly.
This judge gave him approval to go, because he's like on probation, I suppose. He just got out of jail. He can go to other states now as long as he's giving motivational speeches.
Mm.
Kodak Black.
Okay, good for him. Good for the judge. If I'm going to judge this judge, I'm going to give him a thumbs up. I say good on this judge. Let Kodak Black talk motivationally to the kids. Do you remember that Biggie Smalls lyric where he was like, sold out seats to hear Biggie Smalls speak? It's like they're not there to hear him speak, but maybe Biggie Smalls is saying he's a motivational speaker. Maybe Kodak Black is a motivational speaker when he raps, so maybe this is just a way for him to go out and do rap shows and be motivational.
Wait, so you're saying that he's just going to classify it as a motivational speech he's just going to rap?
Why not?
What if they're like, yo, you can do your lyrics, but you just got to slow down the speech patterns?
melodies.
Can you play some slow Kodak Black, some slow motivational Kodak Black right now?
A little slow Dak Black. Sorry, I ain't want to take your mistake. Sorry, I forgot it was your beating. I don't give a fuck about your birthday. You ain't never tell me happy birthday. Today they gon' read my nigga verdict. Today I might post up through that Thursday. What do you think he talks about?
Taking
your time, pace, good, having a good pace, not singing. Keeping the melodies out of your music.
Like just motivate everybody on that?
Yeah, motivate people on motivation. Motivate people on how to get motivated.
That's one of my favorite types of motivation.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
It's the fundamental, it's the ground roots foundation of motivation. Also, just when we talk about judges, I kind of wanted to take a second just to say some like court terms.
Okay, sure.
I don't really know any.
Gavel.
Adjourned.
Objection.
What's the one when they
sustained?
Sustained.
Death penalty.
Innocent.
Firing squad. Weeping mother.
Judge Judy.
Wrongful arrest.
Okay.
Judge Mathis.
Okay, that was court terms.
Yeah.
We didn't even venture into basketball courts, which is usually my right. This is the direction I usually head when court comes up.
Or a girl's named Courtney.
Ooh, speaking of girls named Courtney.
Talk that shit, boy.
What's going on, Ben? You watching some internet advertising? Seemed like he was, Ron.
Seemed like he was watching internet ads. And if you know anything, on this show, we don't pay for anything that we listen to except through our fantastic sponsors, like Dollar Shave Club.
And also, Mike the Bike falls in the Venn diagram of 444, which is sprint and title.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means that Mike the Bike lives at the office on the weekends because he can't afford Wi-Fi because he's spending all his money on Tidal and Sprint so he can listen to Jay-Z's 444 legally.
Mike,
legally
it,
is the key word here. Because he doesn't want to go to court.
Was it worth it?
Yes.
Good answer.
Yo, how's Sprint's coverage?
I don't know.
Good answer. Okay.
Well said. Well
lastly,
said,
wrapping up the show today, we got news. This is new news.
Oh, my gosh. So it's not that the
oldies. No, I didn't say nude news. Wrong. Pipe down.
He looked at you, glanced at my midsection when you said pipe down.
Pipe down. You thought I said nude news.
I sure did. Is it
Although
not
I
nude
did
news?
Read some nude news this morning. You want to hear it? This is really not music related, but.
All right, hit me with it.
I saw on the internet while I was looking up stories that some actress from Pretty Little Liars was nude on the beach and they had pics. I didn't look.
What?
Because I don't watch Pretty Little Liars. And I thought that would be a spoiler alert for me. I want to watch it. All the seasons first.
If you are a fan of the show, it might be appropriate to look at her nudes, but you have to appreciate her art before you can appreciate
her
as a woman.
Yeah, exactly. Like watching Game of Thrones when it comes out. Is it next week? I've never watched Game of Thrones. I can't watch that.
Exactly. I just watch the naked pictures that come up on MrSkin.com.
Ed Sheeran, seen after disappearing from Twitter trolls. He's seen for the first time. He's in New York City for July 4th with his girlfriend, and this is kind of like gossipy, but basically just someone saw him. Because
this guy got seen.
Someone saw Ed Sheeran.
What?
Hella hard, bro.
Dude, they
this
saw
dude
the
was
shit
freaking
at him.
Looking at him so hard.
What?
Yeah, he captured it. He captured the moment in time via pic.
What was Ed Sheeran doing?
Dude, he was freaking walking.
What?
In New York City.
Dude, celebs are just like us. Celebs are so down to earth.
Oh, man.
But he had gone off Twitter completely, he said. He can't even read it. He goes on, and there's nothing but people who say mean things. Twitter's a platform for that, he called it. One comment ruins your day, and that's why he's come off of it.
Yeah, I low-key been thinking some mean things about Ed Sheeran.
What?
Dude, ever since he did that...
You're a dick.
His last music video, he was boxing, bro.
And what?
I don't know. It was just like... He ruined the song for me. I was like, dude, I want... Actually... I don't want to join in the Ed Sheeran haters because I like Ed Sheeran on a basic level.
What about that Carrie Hilson video when she was boxing?
Ed Sheeran just doesn't strike me as a boxer.
Does Carrie Hilson?
No. I didn't see that video, though.
Dude, I used to be a fan of Carrie Hilson.
Why? No one saw her recently, though.
Exactly. No one's seen her at all. So that's why I guess maybe boxing ends your career. But Ed Sheeran was saying that the head fuck for me has been trying to figure out why people dislike me so much. A, people dislike you because you're a rich son of a bitch, regular looking guy who's out there banging all kinds of supermodels, filling stadiums, rocking the fucking world, and having people drool all over your every fucking little song. People like you because you're crushing life and you're the fucking man, Ed Sheeran. So don't get so fucking down on yourself. If you need a pick me up, I am here for you, brother.
Keep tweeting, bro.
Keep tweeting. Get back out in those tweet streets.
Whenever you're like doubting what you should tweet, take a message from Buddha Bin and just tweet some hate at Nick Cannon.
That's the only way to do it. That's the only way. Ben, what was your tweet this morning that we dug up from 2012?
The one that I sent you this morning was a tweet at Nick Cannon from like 2013 where it was like Honda advertisement Nick Cannon. And they were like, Nick Cannon, philanthropist, actor, like inspirer, blah blah, and I quote tweeted and I said Nick Cannon is none of these things.
Damn. That's fucked up, man. Leave Nick Cannon alone, please, one time for us, Ben. Can he live?
No. No, not with me here.
You son of a bitch.
Tomorrow is the last day for your iTunes reviews. So what, you want to tell them what we've been asking them to do?
We have been asking everybody to give Mike the Bike some kind of life lesson because he is under our tutelage, under our wing, and even though he might butt heads with Ben sometimes, he's still here to learn lessons. And so we wanted you to be able to actively engage with us and especially Mike the Bike by letting us know some life lessons that he needs to learn through our iTunes review. So you're going to have to give us a 5-star review to be eligible for this contest, but if you give us the best lesson, we will read it on the air on tomorrow's show, and the winner will get a free Young and Happy tie-dye t-shirt.
The cool thing about winning this contest to me is like, yo, even if you win, I mean, if you win, you're not only just going to teach a lesson, like swimming lesson, like private lesson, dancing lesson, whatever it is that you're going to give Mike, he's going to get all the lessons because we're going to make him read all of them.
Yes.
So if you write on the iTunes review a lesson, I can promise you that Mike the Bike will read it. And this is not torturing Mike the Bike because I think it's good for you. We've had some trouble. I'm not going to get into it. Basically, a couple of us may be hazing Mike the Bike a little bit too much. Maybe all of us. I don't know.
Never hazed. Just character building.
Just what did you make him do?
First off, he wouldn't do it. I attempted to make. I didn't even know there was a term for this. Mike the Bike apparently knows it. It's writing standards, which I never even heard of. But it's
what is writing standards, Mike the Bike? Where did you learn that phrase?
It's a common phrase.
It's not a common phrase. I asked him to go into the room of the dry erase board and to write, "I will not misbehave," on the dry erase board and fill up the board like Bart Simpson. It's a common thing that you would do in detention, or
a common thing a fifth grader would do.
Obviously, there's a little dispute, but
Mike said, "I'm not writing standards."
He got very upset. He might have caused the scene.
So yeah, but anyways, we're gonna make him read these lessons because he needs lessons. That's a positive thing. I'm not whatever that standards thing is. I'm not sure about it, but
character building.
Anyways, get yours in, and the good thing is, like I was gonna say, is like if yours gets read on the show, you're not only giving Mike the Bike a lesson, but you're giving a lesson to the listeners who shall not be named. And that, by itself, that's invaluable.
That is very invaluable.
So, everyone just have respect for the dead today and the elderly.
Yeah, respect the dead. And, Caleb, thanks so much for your service.
Yo, thank you for your service. And I love dogs.
All right, that's enough lies for the day.
You can just cut it after I love dogs.
And you can cut it after enough lies for the day the second time. Enough lies for the day.
That was the third time, so just after the second time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah! You know we still with the shits in the mix, nigga. Gang shit.
You are now listening to a Bobby Johnson beat.
What's the business, is she wanna top me? Get me alone and give me that sloppy. Yeah, she Dominican, she call me Poppy. I just killed it, yeah, I caught her body. Alright, alright, alright. Pull up, pop out of that foreign, alright. Alright, alright, alright. Told your baby mama she ain't my type. From the back, hit my jack, I'm a Mac, yeah. Your boyfriend, he on E, I'm on pack, yeah. We be smoking, yeah, just like the Marleys. You should bring your friends, cause it's a party. Bitch, I'm a thug, I'm the plug, I got drugs, yeah. And VIP, with your bitch, ain't no love, yeah. TLC, that's on me, you a scrub, yeah. He know I hit, now you want a mean mug, yeah. Alright, alright, alright. Pull up, pop out of that foreign, alright. Alright, alright, alright. Told your baby mama she ain't my type. I know that pussy juicy, that's where the biggie. She sent the picture of it, I told her gimme. I missed the Bombay with the Simply. I'm out in Houston leaning, rest in peace Whitney. Alright, alright, alright. Told your baby mama she ain't my type. Alright, alright, alright. You niggas hatin', I'm just tryna live life. I'm on my easy shit, you know I want a million. She told me about you, so I know just how she feelin'. Like I ain't happy here, Chevy, can we spend some time? I told her no, 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 cause baby, it's a long line. She said I'm tryna be your number one and move up. That's Taylor game, bitch, if you know me, then it's crew love. Alright, alright, alright. Pull up, pop out of that foreign, alright. Alright, alright, alright. Told your baby mama she ain't my type.